They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank. Focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
Markets continue to sink.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Fear and greed, it's that basic. Two primal emotions that govern the markets. For weeks, fear's been winning, and the markets are deeply distressed. This was germinated by the crisis in the market for U.S. subprime mortgages, and it's grown into a full-blown global stock market sell-off. Overnight in Asia, the markets were clobbered again. South Korea plunging 7%, its largest loss in 5 years. Japan's Nikkei fell 2%, and the market in Hong Kong was down by more than 3%. In Europe at this hour, the major markets are all lower by more than 2%, all because of what happened yesterday on Wall Street. The latest subprime shoe to drop was Countrywide Financial. Its shares fell 13% when Merrill Lynch raised more concern about Countrywide's ability to borrow cash. It's hard to believe the Dow was at a record high, 14,000, just a month ago. Yesterday, a decline of 167 to 12,861. The S&P lost nearly 20 to 1,406, and the NASDAQ was down 40 points at 2,458. Will the stress in the market produce a recession? Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson told the Wall Street Journal the answer is no. He said the stress will extract a penalty on U.S. growth, but the global economy is very healthy. Paulson also told the Journal the government shouldn't guarantee market players against losses. You know, there are agencies responsible for rating the credit quality of big borrowers. So what's their role in the subprime mortgage debacle? That's what the European Commission wants to know. So the EC has started to investigate. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
European officials say that credit rating agencies like SP and Moody's have a case to answer over subprime. They claim the agencies failed to warn investors about the risks of the sector early enough. Some banks were sounding the alarm about mortgage-backed securities last year, but the agencies only began downgrading them on a big scale this spring. And there are other concerns, among them that the subprime mortgage market might not have grown so large if the credit ratings had not been so favourable. And there's another worry about a potential conflict of interest, says David Shellick of the Financial Times.
There could be a problem because these ratings agencies are actually employed by the banks issuing the securities which are backed by subprime mortgages. Therefore, there might be a bias involved there.
The rating agencies not only face a European probe, congressional hearings on their performance are due to begin next month. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
U.S. carmakers are taking to the streets today. GM, Ford, and Chrysler have organized a rally in downtown Chicago. It's aimed at beating back congressional efforts to raise fuel economy standards. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton reports.
Traditional lobbying tactics recently failed to stop a Senate proposal that would raise fuel economy standards by about 40%. So U.S. automakers are adopting a grassroots approach. Today's rally kicks off a joint campaign with the United Auto Workers to build popular support for a more modest fuel economy proposal, one that automakers say wouldn't put them out of business. David Friedman with the Union of Concerned Scientists calls it a desperate attempt to scare workers and the public into supporting their cause.
They're basically threatening auto worker jobs by saying that they're going to close down plants.
A Chrysler spokesman says gains in fuel economy are needed, but they don't have to come at the expense of workers and consumers. The rally will feature testimony from construction crews and kids' sports teams about why they need large trucks and SUVs. Hundreds of auto workers from nearby Ford and Chrysler plants are expected to attend. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Kraft Foods is munching on the idea of putting its post-cereals division on the block. The Wall Street Journal reports Kraft could milk as much as $3 billion from the sale. The Post brand has names like Grape Nuts and Shredded Wheat, PepsiCo, owner of breakfast classics Life and Captain Crunch, is being tossed out as a possible bidder.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com.
Have you ever needed to rent a car for less than a day? A number of startups are renting vehicles by the hour. Now traditional car rental companies want a piece of that action. Lisa Gray reports.
Earlier this year, Kate Bullock moved from Manhattan to Brooklyn. She used a car sharing company called Zipcar. It's a Boston-based business that rents vehicles by the hour.
I started using Zipcar because I needed to move a bunch of stuff out of my ex-boyfriend's apartment. And then I realized it was a little bit more than a cab ride, but not enough to, like, rent a truck over.
Plenty of people like Bullock live in cities but don't own a car, like fellow New Yorker John Kalish. He might rent a vehicle for a shopping trip.
Or on a couple of occasions, I've rented vans. You know, if I was buying something big in a store and needed to bring it home, I would rent a van, $69, $79, $89 for a day.
Kalish uses regular rental companies because he likes the flexibility of having a vehicle all day. But renting by the hour can be a lot cheaper. With Zipcar in New York, you can drive 4 hours a month for $40. Car sharing companies like Zipcar, City Car Share in San Francisco, and Flex Car in Seattle are popular with city dwellers. Now, mainstream car rental companies are moving in on that market. Enterprise now rents by the hour in 8 cities, and Hertz recently started renting by the hour in Manhattan. Chris Brown is managing editor of Auto Rental News. He says hourly rentals can help car rental companies maximize their profits.
When the cars are on the road, you're making money. Let's say you've got a fleet of 100 vehicles, and during the week you've got 65 of those on rent. You want to get those other 35 cars on the road.
But it won't be easy for car rental companies to steal the hourly market. For one thing, they have higher overhead, which translates to higher prices. 4 hours with Hertz will cost around $98. At Hertz, you have to sign a contract and pay for gas and insurance. The car sharing companies include gas and insurance in the price, and they do all their business online, which saves the customer time. And time is money after all. In New York, I'm Lisa Gray for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.